I'm George Walker. The Cardinal Stage Company is presenting Tennessee Williams' The Glass Menagerie upstairs at the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center, March 21st through April 7th. Director Kate Galvin calls it an American classic, especially appropriate for these times when youthful ambitions may meet limited opportunities. Steve Pasek plays the Wingfield son Tom, the guide, looking back on this memory play. Tom promises to give us truth in the pleasant disguise of illusion, but the Glass Menagerie is a play filled with inflated dreams, disappointment, and guilt. The Glass Menagerie is an intimate play with just Tom, his mother Amanda, his younger sister Laura, and Jim, a gentleman caller. Francesca Sobrer plays the family matriarch Amanda. Sobrer began reading The Glass Menagerie when she was 14. Since, over the years, she's reread it, acted in it, and taught it to her classes at Bloomington South. Sobrer confesses love for the character. Amanda laments that she could have married better, but always comes back with a certain pride in her choice of a partner. Sobrer admires her charm, her vivacity, and great dreams with special affection for her resilience. Amanda may be disappointed, but only momentarily discouraged. Courtney Rayleigh Spivak is the tragic Laura, a girl lost in her own world and the proprietor of the fragile glass menagerie with her favorite, the mythical unicorn. Despite Amanda's efforts, Laura has failed at business school and secretly spends her days walking about and visiting St. Louis's museums. Tom has agreed to invite a co-worker for dinner. Amanda makes elaborate preparations for the gentleman caller. Jim, Michael Baylor, is a charming fellow, and with him Laura briefly comes alive. She remembers Jim as a high school hero who nicknamed her Blue Roses. Her momentary joy is dashed when, after a kiss, Jim honestly tells her that he's engaged to be married. The final scene with Jim, culminating in Amanda's efforts, Laura's hesitant opening, the dance, the kiss, and the disappointment is so dramatic and memorable that it's hard to think back over the play. Tom has appeared as a reluctant son from the past, a frequent observer of scenes from the present. The sometimes stormy relationship of Amanda with Tom, and indeed with Amanda and her own past, is explored. One of the tensest moments in the Glass Menagerie is the apology by Tom to Amanda for calling her a witch. Tom's guilt-laden final speech of the play, of feeling Laura's hand on his shoulder, is eloquent, but probably even for him inadequate. Tom Weaver's set design works well for this expressionistic production and flows very nicely. There's the fire escape off to the back left, a bit of a balcony to the back right, the dining room table in the rear on the left, with the glass menagerie and the family couch front center. Becky Underwood's costuming fits the period and the characters. Steve Pasek's Tom smoothly moved from playing his parts in the story to being our guide and narrator. Often he appeared on the edges of scenes as if working to remember and to see them again with us. Francesca Sobrer fully invests herself into Amanda with a wonderful skill invested with her own experiences as a mother. Courtney Rayleigh Spivak does a nicely detailed opening. As Jim works to charm her, Michael Baylor's Jim, the mannerly gentleman caller, shared his own post-high school disappointment and hopes for the future. They seem as fragile as Laura's unicorns. When we approach a classic, sometimes it's not a question of whether it measures up, but rather do we. The Cardinal Stage Company's production offers a stylish and honest opportunity. Tennessee Williams, The Glass Menagerie at the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center, plays March 21st through April 7th. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.